Every marriage goes through cycles of intimacy and then some distance, but there are ways you can draw closer together as a couple. I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family radio program, Jim Daly and I met with psychologist David Clark.
David, you talk about peaks and valleys in marriage, and I think for a lot of people, they feel like the valleys are far more frequent and longer in duration than the peaks. How do we create opportunities and the environment to have more peak experiences in our marriage?
Boy, good question. I'm convinced it won't cost you a dime to do it. You can't always go on the cruise or the big vacation, you know, the once in a lifetime. That will not carry your marriage very far. What you can do is in your own home, if you do the right things, and we meet each other's needs, we make time to talk, we spiritually connect, we can have wonderfully fun, intimate conversations. The last time I checked, you know, time in the bedroom doesn't cost you a dime. It doesn't. And when you do everything else right, you can have a wonderful life, and you don't have to do anything really special. Those times are great, but they're not going to carry you. It's day-to-day stuff. I've got your coffee, honey. Talk to me about going to the craft fair, like I care about a craft fair. Sandy does. I want to know it was an adventure for her. The things she bought, the things she almost bought, the people she talked to. That's my job. And if I do that, we have a great conversation, and she feels close to me, and so everything kind of goes from there. That's life, real life, and it doesn't cost you a penny.
Okay, John, did you sound exhausted?
Well, yes, and I'm thinking of friends who I know who sometimes, you know, what happens after the man gets home is they each attend to their own little things and they end up on the sofa each looking at their little mobile device or computer, right. And then it's a good night, hon, and it's a pretty dry experience.
Oh, that's true for millions of couples. You have to find a way to first connect. Your marriage is the priority. Take care of the kids, do what you have to, get them to bed as we discussed if you have kids, but then your time is next. And if you can have a great time for a half an hour, four times a week, then you can do the extra stuff, your personal stuff, secondarily, and who cares? You don't even have to go to the bed at the same time as long as you've had your connection earlier in the night. That works for us.
So shut down the electronics and sit next to each other and talk for a while.
Right. No cell phones, no TV, no kids. I wouldn't even allow a pet in the room. You don't want some dog snarfling around. Scratch my belly. Dogs are always the same. Cats, no problem because they hate you. But you want nothing in there. It's the cone of silence. Yeah, that works. And it's free. Absolutely free.